Adelaide Crows football players have been subjected to trolling on social media after their grand final loss. So should clubs prepare players for online hate mail? Here's Caroline Winter in Adelaide.
It's happened. After 37 years in the wilderness, the Tigers of New, a team utterly possessed.
It certainly wasn't the fairy tale finish the Adelaide Crows were hoping for. But it hasn't just been the 48-point loss to Richmond at the AFL Grand Final that players have had to deal with.
I think it's an abuse, quite clearly.
Jeff Kennett, former president of the Hawthorn Football Club and former head of Beyond Blue, told ABC Adelaide the vitriol directed at Crows players on social media is appalling.
I am very, very disappointed to hear that this is occurring. So this sort of abuse is not only bad manners, it can and could materially affect the mental health of one or more of those the comments have been directed at.
Following the game, players have been trolled online. Some have been attacked about their personal lives, others told they are worthless and should do themselves harm. One tweet contained a photo of a noose with the words "present for Josh Jenkins from all of Adelaide." That Twitter account has now been closed. Jeff Kennett says ideally the best form of engagement is none at all.
But it is often challenged to ignore either incorrect comments or silly comments. But given the nature of these and the fact that they're really made anonymously, so these people are fundamentally cowards, it is unacceptable. They should be ignored.
Gavin Freeman is a sports psychologist who has worked with the Australian Olympic team. He says it's naive to expect players not to take notice of negative comments on social media, but that it's up to clubs to prepare them for what may come.
You can't go to somebody who's already in a distressed state and then give them the keys to the chest to say, here's what you need to do. Because when we're already in a distressed state, nothing anybody says to us will help. Anybody out there thinking about consoling a friend who is traumatized over whatever reason it might be, very easy to try and just, you know, pat them on the back and say, don't worry, it'll be okay. But that's the worst thing you can ever say to somebody who's actually experiencing some form of a trauma. We need to be proactive. We need to be planning for it.
Gavin Freeman says while people are more confident lashing out behind a keyboard than they would be in person, it's hard to pinpoint just why someone would antagonise another in such a way.
And they're obviously trying to portray a message, but using such dramatic language or images, really, without knowing the person, it's very hard to say, but it is disturbing. But for the players and the athletes who get it, you know, it would be easy to say, look, just don't look at your social media, but we can't do that. We need to desensitize them to it so that it doesn't have the shock value, because often these people who are trying to elicit a response, when they get a response, that's what they're looking for, and then they will push it further. So by not being responding, or responding in ways, if you choose to respond, responding in a way that doesn't inflame the situation is usually the way to go.
That's sports psychologist Gavin Freeman speaking to Caroline Winter. And if this story has raised concerns for you or anyone you know, you can call Lifeline on 131 114.